Exercise 9, page 18.
We all have our own ideas about what certain jobs are like, but are we right? Today, we've invited some people to tell us about the job they do and what it means to them. Our first guest is James Barnes, a business executive. James, what has your experience of the job been?
Well, first of all, I have to say I've gained a lot of experience in the 10 years I've been with my company. Basically, a business executive's role is to find new customers and new ways of selling the company's products. This often involves traveling a lot, attending meetings and events and so forth. And you also have to work on keeping your existing customers happy if you don't want to lose them. It's great that I've had the chance to develop my problem-solving skills to overcome various difficulties. With increasing technology, my IT skills are constantly improving too. If you asked me what sort of qualities are needed for a job like this, I'd say you have to be hardworking, or otherwise you'd never get anywhere. But the main thing is to be persuasive, since doing business is about getting people to see things your way. Overall, I love my job. The money's good and people respect me, even if I sometimes wish I had more free time.
Very interesting, James. Thank you. Our next guest today is a nurse, Jenny Baxter. Can you tell us a bit about your job, Jenny?
Certainly. I've been nursing in a general hospital for 5 years now. Apart from the regular care of patients, I perform tasks like keeping their records up to date and teaching them self-care and healthy habits. As for practical skills, I've learned how important it is to pay attention to detail so you don't make a mistake with a patient's medicine. You need to be good at teamwork too, as you deal with doctors, dietitians, and others. The quality that comes to most people's mind for a nurse is patience, and that's true. You can't lose your temper with a sick person. Being cheerful is also important, because patients need cheering up in order to get better. I wouldn't change my job for the world. It's so satisfying to help make someone well and return them to their loved ones. If you do lose a patient, though, it is always very upsetting.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Next, we'll be speaking to a firefighter after a short break.